This is KUT. Over the weekend, Austin Mayor Steve Adler addressed an audience at City Hall for his annual State of the City speech. He struck a tone of hope and reverence, emphasizing the city's need to change while preserving what makes Austin, Austin. At least a dozen members of the Austin Young Chamber of Commerce were in the audience. As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, when the mayor spoke of Austin's future, they felt it was theirs.
Let's establish some reference points first. It turns out for a certain generation, my generation, imagining what goes on at City Hall means bringing to mind an episode of the NBC comedy Parks and Recreation.
I love when they have those parts where people are talking at city council meetings and they're like, "You put a song out that said don't drink the water, and I drank the water, and then I got sick."
Amy Stansbury is a member of the Austin Young Chamber. I met her and several others at a bar on 4th Street about an hour before the mayor's speech. The idea was to have a beer and walk to City Hall together, and in the process, get a younger generation engaged in local politics. Take Kyle Kerrigan, a 29-year-old business development guy. I asked him what he hoped the mayor would mention in his speech.
So I do hope he addresses affordability. I hope he addresses Code Next. And I think at this time, we also have to focus on jobs.
The mayor set to begin at 5. 4:30 meant time to close tabs and grab bags. We walked the 2 blocks to City Hall, just in time for the main attraction.
Please silence your cell phones. And now welcome City of Austin Mayor Steve Adler.
In the mayor's 80-minute speech, he kept returning to one theme.
The spirit and soul of Austin endures not in spite of all the changes we see, but as an integral part. Austin is uncommonly good at changing.
Adler applied this to housing and Code Next, the city's rewrite of its land development code set to be released today.
First, we have to protect our neighborhoods. And second, we have to deliver the housing supply that we need to make Austin more affordable.
All of this rang true for Young Chamber member Kendall Ascension.
That's the inherent issue with cities, that they're by nature changing, and you can capture, but you can't hold on forever.
And housing, that stuck with Stansbury.
Maybe you want to buy a house someday, and then you start to look around at where you might be able to buy that house, and you're like, oh, I can't, awesome.
But then the mayor went, as he said, off script, turning to the news of the weekend, President Donald Trump's executive order banning immigrants from certain Muslim-majority nations.
I just want the immigrant and refugee community in this city to know that we are a welcoming and supportive community, and that they are an important part of our community, and in this community, they should feel welcome and safe.
The mayor's speeches are not often rousing, but with those lines, he appeared to stir audience members of all ages. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.